From Tidbits on October 7th, 2013. This is Take Control of 1Password, Documents 1Password 4 for Mac by Tanya Angst. By now, you've probably heard that AgileBits has released 1Password version 4 for the Mac. Josh Senders wrote about that in a recent Tidbits article. But for full documentation of 1Password, check out Joe Kissel's latest title, Take Control of 1Password, which, by the way, I had the privilege of editing. Written with AgileBits' support during 1Password 4's beta period, Take Control of 1Password explains not only how to create, edit, and enter web login data easily, but also how to autofill contact and credit card information when shopping online, audit your existing passwords and generate better ones, and share your passwords and other confidential data among multiple devices and with other people. Joe focuses on the new 1Password 4 for the Mac, but he also provides details and directions for the iOS, Windows, and Android versions of 1Password. Don't think that what Take Control of 1Password is just for new users. I've used 1Password for years, but I'm a little embarrassed to admit that I never took the time to learn a few easy 1Password techniques that would have made a big difference. Editing Take Control of 1Password was fantastic because I finally figured out how to edit existing login data efficiently and how to use 1Password easily on my iPhone. I suspect a lot of you are also 1Password users already, and unless you are already zooming through your web logins and password housekeeping tasks, I think that Joe's advice will help you as much as it helped me. Because passwords are the primary focus of 1Password, Joe has included a 5-page chapter that helps you generate smart, secure passwords, complete with important password do's and don'ts. However, to wrap your head around passwords fully, I recommend Joe's recently updated ebook, Take Control of Your Passwords, which is our best-selling book so far this year. You can get it on its own, but the best deal is a 20% off bundle with Take Control of 1Password. Back at Take Control of 1Password, you'll find expert advice on these topics. First topic, meet 1Password. Set your master passcode and make first-run configuration decisions. Explore usage strategies for 1Password on your Mac, PC, iOS device, or Android handheld, and understand the different components of the software on the different platforms. Get lots of ideas for how to share your vault or vaults among your devices and with other people. Topic number 2. Master logins. In 1Password, a typical login contains a set of credentials used to sign in to a website. Find out how to create logins, sort them, search them, tag them, delete them, and more. You'll especially find help with editing logins. For example, if you change a site's password from Dragon7 to Eat7DragonsForLunch@Yahoo, you'll want to incorporate that into its login. Or use 1Password's password generator to create complex passwords like DGX7CRVE3WUCELF#S. Topic number 3. Understand password security. Get guidance on what makes for a good password. An advanced topic later in the ebook covers how to perform a security audit in order to improve poor passwords quickly. Again, for Joe's full advice on password strategies, don't miss Take Control of Your Passwords. Topic number 4. Go beyond web logins. For a lot of people, a primary point of 1Password is to speed up the process of signing into websites. But 1Password can do a lot more. Learn about storing and autofilling contact information for more than one identity, even, along with your credit card number and security code. You'll also find advice on storing passwords for password-protected files and encrypted disk images, plus ideas for keeping track of confidential files, diary entries, scans of important cards or documents, and more. This is Tidbits. Sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Tonks Coffee. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Tanya Angst, and thanks for listening.